right, so I'm Mo.
And I'm J.O.
And you're listening to Mojo and the Outsiders podcast.
Hey guys, in this podcast, it's brought to you by Backwoods Adventure Mods. In this episode, we are going to talk about a few things, talk about some new vehicles that are kind of like in concept phase that we think are really cool.
We're seeing them on the internet.
Yeah, and then we're also going to talk about vehicles that we found on Facebook Marketplace. So
maybe a new segment coming up in here with this Facebook finds. I know we do it a lot. We'll just get into that once we get there.
Yeah, and if you guys like it, drop a comment, let us know. We'd like to hear it, and we'll just keep on doing it if y'all think it's fun. So
really, we think it's fun.
Yeah.
So we're into it. But I guess we'll start with the vehicles. I know Overland Expo Mountain West just happened last weekend. We didn't get to attend it, but sounded like we missed some heat. It looked like Chrysler revealed their Pacifica Grizzly, which I didn't even hear of until you brought it up earlier.
Did they reveal
today.
It at Mountain West?
Yeah. That's really? What I'm reading. Yep.
Dang. That would have been cool to see in person.
Breaking the internet.
Yeah.
At the expo.
Well, I brought up the Chrysler Pacifica, and I have like basically some things about it. So I think it's pretty neat. It's of course, the Pacifica, you know, is a minivan.
Yeah. Pretty neat for a minivan.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's cool. It's got 2.75 inch lift in the front and then 2.5 in the rear. It's going to come with some 31s on it, some KO2s, I believe.
Yeah, and we'll put some pictures up where y'all can kind of see it, too. Comes with a roof rack platform, has Bajas for fog lights, so it's kind of, like, funny to see on a Chrysler.
Yeah.
Or really any van, you know, doing something like that. Weird that this is, like, a factory thing that they're doing.
Yeah, and comes with an awning from the factory.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I think it's cool. You know, I have like an affinity for minivans.
It's different. Like I said, when you guys see the pictures, it's going to look a lot like a Pacifica and the lift. I don't know, for like a 3-inch lift up front or close to it and 2.5 in the rear. It looks about like a Subaru, but with more space.
Yeah. And a Chrysler, of course. So.
Yeah. But I don't know if are they all-wheel drive? Are they front-wheel drive?
It showed that they had an all-wheel drive option, which I don't even know why you would really spec that van without all-wheel drive.
No, that's what you would think. They'd all come all-wheel drive. But definitely kind of different. Like I said, it looks like it comes no back seats, flat in the back, cargo in the back is what I've gathered from reading.
Yeah, I think surely they're going to have an option to put seats in it.
Maybe. Like, maybe it's the new van life move.
It could be.
Shrinking down.
It could be, but I personally think it's cool. I think it would definitely, you know, check the box for a lot of people.
Oh, man, people just now getting into it. You know, it's funny, like the van lifers are getting younger and younger. So it's like, dude, this would be maybe a great entryway into that. You know, like I said, it looks like it checks the boxes as far as all-wheel drive, nice roof rack, Bajas, lift kit, all-terrain tires. You know, it's like, I don't think this is your rock crawling rig, but I also wouldn't hold your breath for us to make anything for it. But
yeah,
I think for an option for most folks that just want to get out, go to the national parks or get around like that, their state parks, like I think this is a heck of an option.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be cool. And then,
I mean, you would think we'd see one in Bentonville, right? Before too long. It's like these guys get all the new vehicles up there. Like I said, for people with kids, if you can't get back seats, you know, it's like, dude, if you were to put like a Velocirax on that, you know, it's like you could really haul some things around.
Oh, you would full on have a mountain bike machine. Like if you, that minivan would honestly probably be perfect for, you know, guys out there mountain biking.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, looking at it, man, it's not going to get you everywhere, but it'll get you most places. But that one, like I said, that one's kind of different. We'll show some pictures. Y'all drop a comment if you think your thoughts on it. Really, you know, you kind of heard our thoughts on it. Maybe you guys hate vans. Maybe y'all double as soccer moms sometimes. I don't know. Picking kids up, this would be a lot better than your typical van.
Yeah.
You know, by far. But, dude, the next one I'm kind of stoked to talk about.
So are you talking about the Bronco or the...
Nope, maybe it's the next one.
We'll go to the Tundra. We'll go to the Tundra.
Okay, curveball. So you guys have probably seen this. I know TRD John has shared some photos of it. He was actually the first person that I saw that shared something like this. And it's funny because we had talked to the Toyota engineers while we were coming down from Black Bear, the guys that came with us over to Brown Dog Pizza. And they were kind of hinting at something awesome. And then maybe like, what, a day later, we see it on the internet?
Yeah. I mean, he pretty much told us, he said, yeah, just imagine the coolest thing you can possibly think of and times it by 10. And that's what they're wanting to do.
He mentioned that it's like, well, if we like the Pro, the ride in the Pro that we got at Barnwell Mountain in Texas, he's like, you're going to love what they're coming up with.
Yeah. Now, I don't think they necessarily have a name for it. I know a lot of people are just calling it like the Tundra Fighter, or not the Tundra Fighter, but the Raptor Fighter, or like the Raptor Killer. And that's basically what it's going to be.
That's what it looks like. You know, it's cool looking. The Tundra is already a wide truck, but saying we'll put photos up here and the wide fenders on it, you know, are probably the first things you notice when you look at it.
Yeah, and it has like these cool like fender vents, you know, kind of in the rear of the fender. It looks just so aggressive. It looks like they
moved the windshield washer reservoir up. You know, I know that's something we've dealt with on our Tundra, just running 37s, you know.
Yeah.
You would get into a little bit, but it looks like they've like moved that up some.
Yeah. Well, and I noticed too, it almost seems like it's going to come stock with 35s, which is awesome. They said it's going to come with a 5-link rear suspension. That's a lot of links, you know, that would be absolutely nuts. Looks like it's even going to come with like some billet lowers, you know, like the Raptor does. There's quite a bit of stuff that's going to be different.
It's definitely long travel. It's like when you look at the uppers and lowers and the fenders, it looks quite a bit wider than the stock Tundra. And then just looking at the stance of it kind of had that Baja look that we've seen so much when we go to the West Coast, right? You know, it's like to see that kind of front higher than the rear a little bit.
Yep.
Kind of a West Coast thing. But I mean, it's super exciting to see how much of it makes it to real life. You know, those are always the things, right? You're like, will they dial it back? Will they water it down to appeal to the masses more than just, you know, a niche segment?
You know, and I hope they don't, you know, that's one of those, of course, you know, that's like the obvious thing, but it's like, man, like, you know, for instance, like the Raptor R, that thing is nuts, like absolutely nuts truck. And it's going to take a lot to compete with that thing. And the way they are showing this and the way it's going to be set up and all the components on it, it'll definitely compete with it any day.
It looked like it. Like I said, just from the stuff that you can gather, like I said, all we've got is a bunch of photos that we're looking at. Nothing really of the power, you know, that's under the hood, you know, or is it the same motor that's been tuned, bigger turbos? I don't know. You know, is it going to be kind of what the TRD Pro's based off of and they're just going to put a little more juice in it? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know like reading on it, they're acting like it's going to have, you know, like the same powertrain. But yeah, they never mention whether they're going to tune it or not, which I know we've been told you can get a lot more power out of these Tundras.
Well, that's what talking with Christian Yoda Works, all them guys, you know, like he sent us pictures and videos of his Tundra that's been tuned and it absolutely sounds like it brought it to life, you know, to be able to, I mean, it's a big truck to push down the road. So it's like it unlocking some power is not terrible.
No. And I mean, and really just the truck in general, it looks awesome. You know, it's going to have a, like a full replacement high clearance front bumper on it.
Yeah. Looked the same. Looked like a rear bumper. Looked like they also decided didn't need recovery points, you know, just going off the pictures we see, the rear bumper looks like it has some chase lights in it, but you can see a lot of, look like billet parts kind of underneath there going between the axle. And you can, like I said, you can tell that whoever's working on this is putting real thought. It doesn't look gimmicky. Like it looks like if you get it, like it's actually gonna be able to perform. I don't know if you can go out and run, you know, the Baja 1000 in this truck, but I bet that, you know, the places we've been, Ocotillo Wells, Anza Borrego, you know, it's like I would bet that a truck like that would just thrive, you know, for a weekend ripper.
Yeah. And I stand corrected. I was looking and I'm looking down the article right now just to make sure we don't miss a bunch of stuff. And it actually said that they believe it's going to come stock with 37s on it.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang, that's different. I'm going to have to look at these pictures because it's got to have quite a bit of lift on it then for those to be 37s.
Yeah.
That much space in the wheel wells and stuff. But, dude, that's pretty impressive to set out the door with 37s. And same, you know, if it's all the same drivetrain, that gives me peace of mind for our Tundra running 37s. You're like, well, dude, if you're going to do it, that means we can do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it looks like it's going to have methods on it. These are all, you know, concepts kind of deal. But if it came stock with methods, like, hey, that'd be sick. I mean, that'd be really cool.
Nobody going to care?
No. It's not going to hurt my feelings, you know. So it's a, dude, it's a sweet truck. And I truly think, you know, it'd be a truck that would sell really well.
I think that, same. The way folks are starting to gear towards that, you know, Ford kind of unlocked it and showed, you know, they got to play in that market, that little space for by themselves for a long time. And then here comes Ram realizing, you know, the same thing. And, you know, you figured it wouldn't be long. You know, Toyota's got, you know, Baja racing background, and those trucks have been used for that for a long time. So it's like, it seemed like only a matter of time. You know, it's kind of surprising though, out of Toyota. They also kind of keep it pretty mild. You know, I mean, you look at the stuff like the 4Runner, the Tacoma, stuff that they'll build for years and years and years and not change really much on it.
Right. Well, and I was sitting here thinking about it when we were looking through all these photos. What do you think they would stick with, like the Fox suspension that they normally do? Or
man, part of me thinks they would. You know, it's like I think Fox is such a well known name. And I think, you know, not to say that King or somebody else, you know, isn't as well known of a name, but, you know, I think Fox may have, better manufacturing process, which we understand, you know, more side, to be able to put out and be able to keep up with demand. You know, a lot of times you wonder why people don't put these things on trucks, you know? But it's like, dude, if these factories can't keep up with demand, it's like, you've got to go with the folks. But part of me thinks that they would land on Fox. But I don't know. Are there any pictures that kind of show anything, any reservoirs or?
There's not, I couldn't really see. I definitely,
that's what I thought too.
Ooh, I think I do see a reservoir. We'll snap a photo of this.
Let us know what you think it is.
A reservoir right there.
See, like that looks like an orange Fox to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
Like a Fox logo.
Yeah. I think
if y'all think it's something different, drop a line in the comments. Let us know. Like I said, we don't know at all. We just thought these were some cool rigs that, like I say, manufacturers are kind of starting to do. Some of these aftermarket companies, like the one we'll talk about next, are starting to get into to kind of make these vehicles a little more capable. And I guess the best thing about this Toyota one is, you know, I would assume that you could buy it and it'd come with a warranty of some kind, you know, whereas as soon as we start lifting our trucks, dude, they don't want to warranty anything anymore.
No, so they don't. It's constantly like something we'll hear from customers all the time, you know, is they'll go into dealerships and they'll say, like, you know, as soon as they have like any type of lift on their vehicle, you know, their Toyota's already
saying,
it's
always the reason behind the issue. Well, you lifted the rig. That's why your third taillight's not working.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's stuff that doesn't make sense, but
yeah.
That's what I mean, looking at that, that's part of like that comes to my mind too, is who knows price point, you know, if it's priced anywhere near the Raptors or the Raptor R's, you know, you'd be what, 100 to 140,000,
I would think,
you know, somewhere in there, which is, you know, sounds crazy for a truck, but I guess, you know, depends on the performance that goes with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that they'll definitely be a market for it. It blows my mind, but people are definitely willing to spend 100 to 140 on a truck, you know? And yeah, it's like Mo was saying, if you can go out straight out to Anzabrega and go out there and just start ripping on.
Well, have a turnkey, right? Like it's turnkey, tuned by Toyota.
Warranty.
They
kinda
know, they know what they're doing, you know? And it's like, you got to think, if this rig's out right now, you know, maybe we wouldn't see it, you know, hit showrooms or whatever for the next couple of years. I would think that they'd put some serious testing behind it. Not only on the pavement, you know, that's the only shots I've seen, but I'm sure they've done some kind of off-road testing with it.
So this next vehicle, I hadn't heard anything about this.
Same.
One it's called the Bronco RTR Rover. And dude, I gotta say, it's sick. If it's gonna look anything like it does in these photos, dude, it's gonna be sweet.
Which RTR and Ford, I know they already have kind of a relationship. I think RTR makes a Mustang or some kind of Mustang conversion kit that they do. So this seems like kind of a carryover from what they're doing on their car side, moving it to the Bronco side, getting a little performance out of these as well. But same, looking at the pictures of this, pretty cool. You know, comes with, you know, best I can tell, it looks like a bunch of sweet lighting up front. Looks like another lift, roof rack, and then some place for some Rotopax storage kind of on the side. Really, yeah. To me, when you first showed me that, I honestly thought it was a Grenadier.
I thought it, like, when I first saw it, I thought it was either like a Grenadier or... Actually, dude, it does look just like a Grenadier.
Well, it does. The way they put the lights in the front, to me, it screams Grenadier, but I can see why they'd want to do it. You know, it's like they look great. And then Sam, you know, the Broncos, they've always got kind of that following with them. And so this seems like another kind of spin-off of that. You know, it doesn't look quite like what a Raptor, you know, no Bronco Raptor. It's not wide or anything like that. It looks more... like your off-roader, everyday use, people that want to get out and look good doing it but don't know where to start. This would be a heck of an option, really. Like I said, if you don't know where you're to start, man, these trucks right here are good jumping off points. Like, you don't have to do much. They're turnkey ready, topo for life.
Dude, bunch of topo. They love it. And this, I would say, would be like in the upper echelon of collie spec. You know, this vehicle. It's not anything over the top. Now, it does have like a ton of lights on it, but...
It definitely has some lighting.
Yeah, but, you know, it's... Hey, the lighting's good, you
That's
know?
Right. Well, it doesn't look just gaudy, you know? It's like, man, it looks like they're supposed to be there, which is what I'd always want to shoot for and everything. Same, comes with a roof rack. That seems to be the number one thing people add to rigs. You know, roof rack and sliders is kind of... We're figuring out what a lot of folks want. You know, the slider's always such an everyday use thing. So,
yeah.
But it looks, what does it say? What size tires is going to come with? 35s, 37s?
It says it will come with, it does not have, I don't know. It's funny. It says wheel and tires. Oh, it does. I'm sorry. It comes with 35s. 35 by 12 and a half. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, plenty for a Bronco, plenty for really most vehicles.
I was gonna say,
you know,
for most everybody. This is back to the Cali collie spec.
Yeah. But it looks like it's going to be like basically a package that you can buy with Bronco. And it actually has a starting price on here. It starts at $26,595. So, $27,000. Yeah. You can get it completely fitted out, which. Honestly,
that seems like a bargain when you start thinking about like what I've put in the 4Runner, you know, and stuff like that. It's like, dang, $27,000. Like, that's not, it sounds like a lot because it's a big chunk one time. But you know, as well as I do, the longer you're in it, the more money seems to come out of your pockets and stuff gets added to the rig.
Well, and it says that it comes with a warranty. So it'll come with a 3-year, 36,000 mile warranty on it.
I always think that's so key. You know, maybe that's just, me dollars trying to stretch them everywhere, right? You know, but it's like, dude, if you're paying for something, $27,000 for something, to know that they're gonna back it, stand behind it, those are good things, you know.
Yeah, I mean, having that peace of mind, knowing that, you know, if you go out wheeling, and now I'm sure it doesn't cover everything, you know, but if you go out wheeling and, you know, let's say you have a CV axle break or something, like, how sweet would it be just to be like, yeah, I can go in the dealership and they'll replace it, you know? I mean, hopefully that's the way that works.
The same, right? You know, I'm sure there's a lot of fine print in there that you got to read, you know, like, make sure you get it right. But, I mean, a lot of those things, you know, depending on your Ford dealership, most, like I said, I've had Toyota dealerships not warranty, and sometimes it just depends which one you're standing in front of. Yeah. Some guys want to work with you, some guys don't.
Yeah. All right, I got a question for you, Mo. If there was a vehicle out there that you wish they would do some type of performance, like off-road package on, can you think of anything?
This is a curveball.
I know. I didn't tell him I was going to ask this question. I kind of just thought about it.
So. I know, man. An off-road performance package on any vehicle that's already out. Dude, it seems like they've already addressed it. You know, it's like, man, oh, man. I don't know. It's like, to me, it's like some of the stuff that, to me, it seems far-fetched, but, you know, you're like, you would think the RAV4 would get something like that.
Yeah.
just say maybe not full blown wide fenders, but a mild lift, roof rack, maybe a place to carry some rotopacks on the side, side molly panel type stuff. To me, it seems like that's what a lot of folks are looking for. A lot of the younger folks are looking for is a car to get them outside that they can depend on. But that's one that I would think, you know, and then the other far end of me kept wanting to say, like, the G-Wagon. You know, it's like the G-Wagon already has so much performance under the hood, but I know that it's, like, based off an off-road vehicle, right?
Yeah.
At the start. But, you know, now where they have gotten to is they're really nice SUVs that nobody off-roads.
Yeah. No, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't either, you know.
Well, no, right, for the sticker, you know, but it's like, man, if they made something that could rip and be nice. Like you said, they have tons of power. They sound amazing. But I don't know, man. I mean, I guess that would be a different clientele. You wouldn't see me stand in line for one. But like I said, some of the vehicles, it seems like they've already addressed, you know. It's like, I think it wouldn't be crazy to see Jeeps trying to do something, you know, before too long. I know they came out with the Hemi Jeep, but to me, that seems like that was more of like a swing and a miss, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, you didn't do anything besides put more power in it. You didn't really do much to upgrade wheel travel, anything like that. And so, but you know, you like look at the TRD Pros, what they were in the third generation to the fourth generation, and how much more performance you get out of those Broncos, right? It's like Bronco Raptors now, you know, it's like they're the same way, you know? So it's like a lot of these companies are kind of tapping into that more extreme enthusiast side of their vehicles. And it's, like I said, it seems like most folks that are into it are already working on something. You know, Toyota about to, whatever they do with this Tundra. Like I said, Ford's already doing it. Jeep probably, I would think, would have to do something before too long just because Ford is starting to have more offerings. What would you think? What's your choice?
So I have two things. One of them's like way out there, and one of them, you know, is not so much. The first thing I wish is, since Honda, you know, is now doing like their Pathfinder that you and I, or not Pathfinder, but Passport that you and I see around all the time. They have like this little off-road package, which does kind of look cool, but at the same
time, it dresses it up. It lets you know it's not a basic Honda.
Right. But due to that, I really wish Honda would bring back the Element to some capacity and make it kind of like an off-road Honda Element. I've had multiple of them. People make fun of them all the time, but they are sweet cars.
Right. Like they were almost born 10 years too early.
They really were.
You know, like, I think right now with where everybody is with wanting to get outside, I think those kind of rigs are tapping more into folks. Like I said, something that you can daily drive and take out on the weekends, I think, is what most folks are hunting for right now.
Yeah. And I do wish, so now that we've seen this Pacifica,
Dude,
I really hope Toyota does something with the Sienna.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like you have Powers 4x4. He has a lifted Sienna. And that's like, whenever you told me about the Pacifica, that's immediately where my head went, was to his Sienna, and saying, we'll put a picture of it. It's super cool.
Yeah.
Calling great guys. So it's like, I mean, it would be the same. You don't have to go crazy with it. Mild lift.
Yeah.
Put some all terrains on it. And I think you'd be done. You know, a roof rack.
Yeah, I mean, someone does like a, not that we're going to do a Sienna roof rack, but if someone did one that looked cool and, you know, worked out, it was functional, I keep on thinking how sweet our panels would be on top of a Sienna.
Oh,
you'd have so much room.
Big deck.
Oh, huge, you know, and I think the Sienna would be great. It'd be great for like a family that just wants to get out and go have some fun, but not hit anything crazy, so.
Same, like I said, you're perfect park cruiser, man.
Yeah.
That's what you need. You know, get you in, get you down a dirt road. You know, you can get off the main roads that run through the park, get on some dirt.
Yeah.
But I think I just heard your tummy rumble. All right, so that kind of wraps us up for these rigs we're going to talk about. But like I said, super cool to see where folks are going with that, what people are starting to do with the rigs, the fact that manufacturers are starting to kind of take note and cater to us a little bit is pretty rad. But that kind of brings us to our next segment, and this one, like I said, it may be a regular segment, maybe not. We may try it for a few weeks. Like I said, if y'all dig it, J.O. mentioned it, drop us a comment, tell us an area that we should be checking out for Facebook Marketplace finds. I kind of stayed local this week. You went out to LA.
Yep.
Where I know there's good deals aplenty, but do you want to start? You want me to start? I've got two finds that I found that I think are pretty unique, even more unique that one of them is here. But
I'll let you go first. Unless, do you have yours pulled up yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I've got right here, and I'll show this to you guys, but it's a 2004 Ford Ranger regular cab. Cali spec,
dude. Yeah,
but it lives up in Missouri, so kind of makes me wonder about it. They're only asking $7,000 for it, so it's got a 302 out of a 2000 Ford. Got some motor goodies in there, but he said doesn't need much to drive. Said ready to rip, so ready to go. Clean title, open to trades for razors, but. Pretty sweet little deal here.
Yeah.
I mean, for it looked like a garage build, but
dang,
they did well on the paint. Oh,
yeah,
bet dedicated to the business.
I mean, you could get a sweet rig for $7,000, especially if you're into like pre-runner stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, that thing, is it four-wheel drive or two-wheel drive?
I believe it's two-wheel drive.
Perfect for that.
Yeah. Two-wheel drive. So she's just a straight ripper. But Dalton Roberts out of Missouri has this thing for sale, but. That's one of the ones I found.
Yeah. So one of the ones I found, it's sweet, but I did just realize it's a two wheel drive. I guess it could be kind of like a Baja setup, but it's an 04.
It looks Baja.
Yeah. It's an 04 Toyota 4Runner. It's a BMW color. It's called Laguna. I'm not Seca, Seca. I don't know.
Laguna Seca.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Laguna Seca blue. I don't know necessarily how good of a deal this is, but I thought it was sweet. It's $12,000. I'm kind of scrolling through.
Dude, if it's in California, it's deal. They're just that's what they do out there.
Dang,
Underglow Kings.
Yeah, I got the Kings.
Who would have thought that?
Yeah,
Kings,
I mean,
in California.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sub in the back. I always approve of that. I always wish I had like more subwoofer.
Yeah. Oh, dang, it's got an aftermarket steering wheel. What is that, an NRG,
baby? Yeah, well, ditch that stupid airbag. We're trying to have fun.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's honestly it looks great. And
Did well on the build. Same, right? Somebody cared for it. To me, same. I got to think, are the miles bonkers on it?
It does have a lot of miles.
That must be why the price is the way it is. It's like $12,000 to me, which what it looks like. It looks like he cared for it, which is always number one. I don't care if people are going out and use their trucks, but like care for them. And this guy looks like he did that. So,
yeah. You can usually tell by the paint pretty quick, you know, it's, or the fenders or whatever. It's like if someone put enough time to do wide body kit on anything and they, I think it's saying it. Yeah. Full glass. If someone does that to it, like they're going to care about it, of course. But it does have 330,000 miles on it.
Young. I actually just looked this up. So, the moon is about 250,000 miles away. So he's been to the moon, and he's headed back.
Yeah, he's on his way back.
A good ways.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of miles, you know, and he has quite a bit of stuff to it. It's got, of course, Kings 2.5 adjustable resis on it. It does have some Rays. This is like the most – we should have just like –
yeah, I know.
This is straight
this
Cali.
This guy straight come out of it. Rays, naturally. I mean, it's like you start pricing Rays, and you're like, dude, it's $4,000 or $5,000 for Rays.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
it's like, dude, he's really asking not much for the Rays, but asking a lot for the rest of the truck.
It is, yeah. I would say it's probably a little bit high, but I mean, honestly, he'll probably get it to the right guy, you know.
He'll find somebody.
His name is Joe Lee. So Joe Lee, if you're out there selling an 04 Toyota 4Runner, we approve. We dig it.
It's a deal. It's a deal. I got one more. Part of me wishes I'd have went to California, man. It's always so cool out there.
They do have some good stuff for sure. We generally find awesome deals out there.
Awesome deals, at least to us. Like I said, I don't know if it's the population, but I know JL goes out there, falls in love with the Volvo 240 every time we cross the border.
I got one that's close to it on my next one. I can't show you what it is. It's going to be a surprise.
Well, this one, I'd kind of already laid it on you earlier, but I'm bringing it back up. We got a 2010 Tundra, just under 100,000 miles. It's a crew cab. Pretty good looking truck. You know, as you mentioned in that last one being Cali spec, this one's pretty much Cali spec, man.
Yeah.
It's all black, pretty clean inside. Look like you can haul a baby in the rear. Kick that out, trade that for some doggies. Keys fit in the tires, so yeah, that's a good thing. But a little AstroTurf in the back.
Dude, that's honestly kind of cool. Like, I'd be down for that.
I mean, it's just such a clean truck. It's hard to believe it's a 2010 and the miles aren't over 100,000, but pretty sweet. This guy, like I said, local to us out of Cave Springs, James G, selling this thing. But yeah, he's asking 26.9 for it. So it's like, said, I've seen crazier prices on older Tundras. So to me, this seems pretty fair.
Yeah. The only thing that I don't love on that Tundra is I would probably change the wheels.
Yeah. And it's hard to place where those came from. It's like they look Toyota, but to me, it's like, I don't know if those are.
Those are those, I think those old Rockstar XDs, the XD series wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which isn't a bad wheel. Like, people love it. It's just not my particular taste. And same. I'd probably have to, like, delete all the chrome off there. I don't hate chrome, but
on a black truck, it just kind of stands out a lot more.
Yeah, it does. You almost look like you're starting to go, like, Cadillac Elvis style, you know? So I'd have to do something with all the chrome. But, I mean, it's still a sweet truck. And honestly, like, it'll probably bring that all day. So.
That's what I think. It's like, man, I think 26, I think he gets it.
Oh, yeah, man. All right, so here this one is from left field. But, dude, it is beautiful. So we got a 1980 Toyota Corolla Deluxe wagon.
Let's
four-door.
Go. Dude, the wagon already sounds so sick. Oh, my gosh.
Scroll through there, man. It is like...
This is typical California. When J.O. and I look at Facebook Marketplace, which we do a lot, kind of why this segment come up.
Yeah.
Man, Californians know how to redo a car like nobody's business. I mean, this thing, when you guys see the pictures of this, you're going to probably fall out of your seat. I mean, where do you even find them wheels? Who knows, man?
It's sick, though, man. It's got me written all over it.
What are they asking? Crazy number?
No, $8,900. Dude, if I was sitting
low
in...
Low miles?
Let me look at the miles.
Probably don't Let's matter. See. Irrelevant. It's an old Toyota.
Dude, 88,000 miles. How is it selling for only $8,900? Is there something wrong with this thing that I didn't see?
No. You don't own it. That's the only thing wrong.
Dude, I know. If I was sitting in California right now, like, I'd at least have to go look at it. I'd have to be that guy that wastes people's time.
Yeah, I want to go. I'm a little bit of a tire kicker, but I got to come by and kick the tires on this one.
Yeah. It says the only thing that's wrong with it right now is it has a power steering leak, which one doesn't, and then AC needs Freon, which my truck currently doesn't have.
I was gonna
AC.
Say, dude, that's bad things on the 80. I went to move the 80 today, and she started letting me know she needed a little power steering fluid. And then you guys were here maybe 3 weeks ago, and we were in the middle of that heat wave, and I had to add one of them recharge kits to the Land Cruiser. And dude, who doesn't need that in an old Toyota?
Yeah.
Next thing they're gonna tell me, it leaks oil.
Dude, this. I mean. I'm in love with this Corolla.
She's sweet. Like I say, man, it's the perfect wagon, low and slow. Does he have an NSX in the background? Sorry to get sidetracked, but
let me see.
What else does he have?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I knew it. See, and this is what I'm talking about. Right? Casual. That's why he can sell it for that much. He's just trying to get another Turbski for his sweet NSX.
I was trying to see what that other car there. It looks like there's two cars in the background.
I'm sure the other one doesn't suck. But, yeah, dude, super clean. Yeah. But I hope y'all like this. Like I said, we always do this whenever we're out on the road. We've mentioned it before. And who doesn't like finding a good Facebook Marketplace deal? You know, I think everybody gets on here. I mean, one of our guys the other day got a espresso maker. Is it an espresso? Mocha.
Yeah.
Latte maker? What is it?
For the shop, it's like a latte maker. Paid $20 for it.
Yeah.
And it works great. Like, we make lattes now all the time. Someone call us backwoods baristas.
Yeah. So. Right. I mean, it's same. It's all about these marketplace deals. Somebody has it and they're sick of looking at it and they are ready for you to come get it.
OBS Fords, though, I've noticed. Of course, I'm sitting here looking at marketplace. I seem to turn this over. But some of these OBS Fords on there,
it's hard to get back in.
They're a little pricey. Like, there's a lot of expensive ones.
Well, you
out
can
there.
Tell the stuff that holds its value.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like stuff here that doesn't, I mean, stuff here that doesn't hold its value as well seems to hold its value really well out there. I think it's just because we have probably more of an abundance of those type of trucks still around, and there they probably don't. They also have to like pass all the inspections. Arkansas, by the grace of God, does not have inspections.
Heck no, so. Man. No, you can chop your exhaust off just past the header. You're fine.
I don't have an exhaust on my truck right now.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's literally just, I do have, at least have my catalytic converter though, so that helps.
Right.
But yeah.
Sleep good at night over that.
Yeah. But no, this is fun. This is fun. We, we'll start doing, you know, more stuff like this. If you guys like it, let us know. And, yeah, guys, just we appreciate it for sure.
Always. We want to drop a discount code. We want to do that again.
Yeah, let's do a discount code. Let's see.
Marketplace 15.
Yeah, Marketplace 15. So it'll be MARKETPLACE 15, all caps. You can use it at backwoodsadventuremods.com. Of course, that's our website. And then Instagram is Backwoods Adventure Mods. YouTube is also Backwoods Adventure Mods. Yeah,
also,
guys.
before we get off, September, maybe, but the week this show comes out, maybe not, but we'll be up at the Rodeo Rig Show in Denver.
Yeah. Yeah. It's September 27th, right?
Yep.
Yep. It's going to be a great show. People in Colorado, if you haven't heard of Rodeo Rigs, I know this is the first one out there. Dude, we love that show. Like, absolutely
free
love
to
it.
The public.
Yeah. Free. There's going to be sweet stuff. So y'all definitely make sure, you know,
come out and support them, man. Make sure they come back.
Yeah. All right, guys. We appreciate it. Peace.
Love y'all.